I think the Chilcot report lays bare in shocking detail just how unaccountable the Prime Minister was when he was essentially taking this country to war on a false prospectus. So, yes, I do agree with Chilcot's conclusions, which I believe show that Tony Blair was acting illegally, that this was an illegal war, and that essentially the constitutional ramifications for that are enormous. As a result of this report, I would like to see the strongest possible measures being brought to hold Tony Blair to account. But it's not just about chasing down Tony Blair. This is about a systemic failing in our governance systems. What's been so shocking to see from the Chilcot report is the way in which cabinet government was absolutely sidelined, the way in which key decisions were taken by such a tiny number of people, the Attorney General himself having to beg for information and not getting it. Those are all things that we can change now, and we must change now. Otherwise, we have no sense at all that this couldn't happen again in the future. I hope this means that for British politics, there will be a sense finally of some kind of catharsis, that there is finally some kind of resolution to the ongoing concerns about the way in which the Iraq war was handled. I hope that we will be able to hold Tony Blair to account in the most strict and stringent way. I think for the public, it will confirm their worst fears because, of course, for many years, it's been assumed and thought that Tony Blair was indeed lying to the public, lying to Parliament. I think this report lays that bare as well.